Let's face it, people have different sleep needs. While you love your partner, sleeping next to them might not always be the most comfortable. Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for each of you whenever you like. Maybe you prefer a firmer mattress and your partner needs something softer. Because of the individualized comfort that you get from Sleep Number Smart Beds, you and your partner will sleep better together. All Sleep Number Smart Beds feature cooling, pressure-relieving comfort layers for soothing sleep throughout the night. And their temperature balancing bedding is designed to move heat and moisture away when you're hot. When you're cool, they hold their energy to help warm you. The smart beds even automatically respond and adjust to your movements, so you sleep comfortably all night long. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For JD Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com. /awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Welcome to Breaking Beauty, the podcast all about the breakthrough people, products, and moments in beauty. We're your hosts, Jill Dunn and Carlene Higgins.
Hey friends, welcome back to Breaking Beauty Podcast. If it's your first time tuning in, it's Jill and Carlene here, and we are two beauty editors turned beauty podcasters, and we're back in your feeds on this Wednesday with a fresh new episode.
Hell to the yeah. This week, we're doing a pod swap with a dynamic duo, two of the funniest women in your AirPods right now, and that is comedian, writer, director Kulap Vilaysack and veteran journalist Suchin Pak.
So if you're not familiar, they are co-hosts of a hilarious show called Add to Cart, and their podcast is about the things we buy and buy into and what it says about who we are. That's their tagline. And it's really a comedic and sort of subversive take on consumerism, and it launched back at the end of 2020.
Every single week, they have honest, revealing, and sometimes TMI conversations about all the big and little things that they're adding to or removing from their carts, sounding off on everything from beauty products and health trends to celebrities and philosophies.
So Vulture in 2021 named them one of the best comedy podcasts, and they've also won an iHeartRadio podcast award. And your humble Breaking Beauty host, that's you and I, Carlene. We are guests on Add to Cart. It dropped yesterday. So I am giving my take on the new Dyson Airwrap Multi-Styler. So I'm stacking it up against the original Airwrap to let you know what the differences are. And so we really get deep on that. And Carlene test drives what she's calling the limousines of mascara from who else but Chanel. And we also talk about some wardrobe staples. Like Carlene talks about this one item that she's bought multiples of.
Yes. We're also talking about what we're removing from our carts. So just a heads up that it turns out I have a hot take on skin tints. You know, I've discovered I have a point of view. So listen out for that, everybody.
So in this show today, we're going to be talking about Suchin's surprising road trip essential. Plus, she talks about the affordable skincare line that she kind of calls like ground zero of her skincare routine. Like once she started using this product and these lines, like everything got better from there. So that was fascinating. And Kulap requests a beauty intervention from her neck anti-aging roller wand. Like she wants to know, is it a grate? Is it a gimmick? So we sort of do.
We're there to set her straight. Yeah.
Yeah. We do a like live intervention.
And then finally, stay tuned to the end where Suchin, a self-professed budget babe, reveals the one self-care splurge she thinks is really worth the money.
Hi, Hi, guys. My name is Sarah Nicole, and I am the host of the Papaya Podcast, where each week we dish out some sweetness mixed in with some seeds of wisdom, all through candid conversations in a very real and tangible way. I want everyone to know that they're not alone and that we share in these experiences called life. And sometimes when we get to know somebody else's story, it changes ours a little bit as well. So I want you to tune in with us on Mondays. Subscribe, rate and review it, and keep these conversations going with us. You can tune in behind the scenes at the Papaya Podcast and the Birds Papaya on Instagram as well. Can't wait to see you next week.
Welcome, Sue and Koo. We have to know, first of all, your podcast Add to Cart. Like, how did this come to be? Was this like brewing in a group chat, or how did it come together?
It was brewing. It was because Suchin Pak loves a group chat.
I do.
That's really where the real talk happens.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it's true. Yeah, the realest of the real. Suchin and I were looking to do a podcast together, and we wanted it to be something fun and light. And so Suchin had the initial idea of Add to Cart.
I feel like I've been pitching a version of Add to Cart my entire career, and no one has bit. You know, I'm like, what about I just try stuff and I buy stuff? And I get free stuff, and then I tell you if I like it. And I feel like I've been pitching a version of this. So when Kulop was like, let's do a podcast, I was like, I have an idea. And
yes,
it was
and I love shopping, but what I sparked to the most is I knew, because I had been podcasting at that point for probably 8 years. So I knew that it was going to be about the stuff, but it was going to be about the ideas and personal, intimate details of our lives that would be sparked by the stuff.
Yeah, I didn't know that so much.
Yeah, she didn't. She didn't.
But yeah, I mean, I really thought that I would just have a podcast about my credit card statement. And I just wanted to leave it at that. You know, 7 to 8 minutes, you know, tops. Every week, a delight.
Yeah, but you can't enter the chat. It's talking about poise pads. And how it's a part of her necessary travel wear and not expect a follow-up question.
Not to say I didn't expect some kind of follow-up. I just didn't expect such shock. And wait, so let's go to the poise pads. Ladies, you know what poise pads are?
Oh, I'm familiar with the commercials.
Yeah. Well, a game changer for me since having babies. But I had brought them up in real life, not even on the pod, if I'm right, Kulop. I went to your house.
Yeah. Yes. This was pre us even recording. We were taking photos
for our
podcast.
That's right.
And then she came at me so hard because I didn't know.
I couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe that she had no concept of a poise pad, and she had been living her life just free out there in the wild like that. I mean, you know, and so I was like, well, I have to drive 2 hours back home from LA. It was during the lockdown. I was like, I don't even know where it's safe to stop to use the restroom. Yeah. And I got to use the restroom every 20 minutes, baby. So, you know, for all the right reasons, I was doing that. And so that's how that whole conversation started. So I genuinely did not think there was going to be that much of a follow-up. I was like, it's totally logical. I've been using them for years, traveling, whatever it is. But I do have to say on the podcast, like, Kulop and I knew each other, but kind of knew each other in more of like a social setting. And we all always made each other laugh. So this podcast is truly a recording of two people becoming really, really good friends.
That's awesome.
So we're discovering that, like, as a recording, these are all things that I couldn't have imagined when we thought of, like, oh, let's just do a podcast about all the stuff we love to buy and why everyone should be buying them as well. But like Kulop said, I think the joy and the fun of the podcast is in, yes, the buying stuff, but really about what it says about who we are. And that part has been terrifying and delightful.
I have a follow-up question. Am I allowed to ask a follow-up question? So, Suchin, when you're in the car and the poise is in effect.
Thank you, Carlene.
That did not go unnoticed. What's the face that you do when people are, you know, you're stopped at, like, you know, we're all about the tips around here at Breaking Beauty. So is it when you're stopped at a light, is the move to like, you want your foot on the pedal so people really don't know what's happening? You know, what's the face?
Carlene.
Or do you just scream, a primal scream come up?
Or you crank up the volume and you're like, whatever, I'm just like rocking out to Taylor Swift.
I love all this brainstorming. I love it. I love to see what's in your mind as you imagine this. Carlene, I've gotten a lot of follow-up questions about this, but I have to say I haven't gotten that one.
All right. I applaud you, Carlene. Applaud.
This is journalism, you guys, at its finest. You have tuned into a conference on asking the right questions on how to. Yeah.
Sponsored by Poise. Yep.
I have lots of, I wish sponsored by Poise, right? They're like, we don't want your weird demographic money. We're good on the demo that we're after. So, you know, there's a few techniques I've developed over the years, as you're right. At first, it was, you know, shock and horror. And you can't go through life that way. You'll draw more attention. So what you're trying to do is, how do I not draw attention? And yet, feel relaxed enough to release, because you know, shock and awe is it sometimes, you know, can
you
work,
tighten up,
yeah, exactly.
Yep, I get to it. I've gotten against before. You want to go against the grain, you know, you want to let it
loosey goosey,
be loose.
Yes, if I'm in motion driving, let's say in LA traffic, you know, I like to just do like a nice, soft, far off gaze, you know, like you would do. In any
sort
type
of like
of
a middle distance.
A middle distance. It's just a soft hold.
Yeah.
You know, almost like you're listening to a song that's bringing you back to a fond memory. Nothing jarring. Yeah. No breakup songs, no songs that are gonna, you know, get
no
you
eye contact,
see, riled
just
up.
Like gazing in the distance.
Just a gaze in the distance.
Got it. Okay.
And then there are times when you must pull over. Mm-hmm. And that is a danger zone. I try really hard. Is Cool Up with us? Cool Up.
This is an alternative to pulling off on the highway. We've got a hack, a Poise hack coming in hot.
No, now there are sometimes you have to, you know, and I don't like that. It feels dangerous. It feels risky. Mm-hmm. But sometimes that's what has to happen. And so you pull over. You know, I like to pull over in a well-lit residential area, not too much foot traffic. And what I like to do is pretend to take a call. And you pull out your phone and you just pretend to take a call. And it's just a friendly call. You know, you're just checking in. There's nothing crazy going on. Again, relax. You're keeping it chill.
Okay.
Well, all right. This is all fascinating. And I have
already
to be honest, guys. I'm not even joking. You literally a week ago, Poise reached out to me personally to do a paid social thing. And I didn't.
Here it is.
Maybe
they thought they were reaching me because our
split the money, everyone.
Our sister podcast.
Okay, turned it down. But now I should just send them this, and we can divide it up.
Yes,
Sujin, what is this?
Wow.
Okay. By the way, send them this and keep all the dough. Like I'm all for someone getting paid for my Poise. You know, lifestyle.
So what I'm learning is the issue is that Sue and I are too thirsty. Jill's like, no, thanks. I'm good.
She's like,
and we're like, please, please, please. I'm like, that is such a lesson I will never learn.
And but yet, now that Sujin has made all of these excellent points, I'm really rethinking it. I'm like, yes, in traffic, this would be amazing.
When I look at a social situation, it's just me because that's, you know, where I look for danger is like, how are we going to use the bathroom? Where is the access to it? You know, when I live in Santa Barbara and people are like, oh, meet me at blah, blah, blah beach. I'm like, my first question is there a bathroom? Like that, I agree. Like when I look at people, you know, in Times Square waiting for the ball to drop, I'm like, what are you doing in hour four? Like,
and
something
Coachella,
has to happen.
Like Poise could totally have a booth there. They probably never even thought about it.
Interesting.
Hello.
Wow. Spokesperson. Wow. Listen, and wait, You can cut this out because we've gone all right. This is what happens to our podcast, right? Okay, let's get to our cards in a second. But on one of our reviews, there was a woman who said she was a PI. And she has been using voice pads. And so there's another demographic and another use that I had no idea.
Well, so. I mean, let's not forget the news story, you know, not so long ago of the woman who was traveling. I believe she was an astronaut.
I know where you're going with this.
To cause harm to a lover's.
Don't need that demo.
Girlfriend, boyfriend. Yeah. And I think that was maybe adult diapers. I don't know if they called that poise.
No.
But she was going to do harm.
And we don't, that's not what poise women do. You know,
that's not what we do. Not on brand for us.
I think for me, something that worked, but also maybe didn't work because of me was the Solo Wave wand. And we had a little bit of a mishap on the podcast. We were testing Solo Wave, by the way, not an ad, bought with our own money.
And already just prefacing with we, because it wasn't we.
That had a problem. That's right. And I was like, I really like this thing. You know, it's easy. I don't know what it's if it's doing a whole lot, but I like the way that my serums are going in. I really enjoy this. And so I was going to town with it. And I woke up the next morning and I had burned just a little corner of my eye. And I realized...
Well, because the box says 5 minutes. The box says do it for five
and
minutes.
And so I brought it up.
What did you do?
I brought it up on the podcast. I said, you guys have to be careful, though, because I burned myself, the skin around my eye. And Kulop was like, what are you talking about? Like, how long? And I was like, I mean, you know, I usually watch a show when I'm doing it. So 30 to 45 minutes, depending on how, you know. And I mean, I think I had burned out my, so I, they had to send me another one because it just, gave out on me. I was using it too hard, but I loved it. So that was like,
so this is
a fail.
This is the is the skincare wand, and it's like LED and microcurrent or something like that. And you're like, it looks kind of like a razor, right?
Yes.
Okay.
And I was just kind of absentmindedly doing it as I was watching a show, and then before you know it, you're like, gee, my face is a little warm. It's a little tingly, and then you think you should pause, and I'm like, it's probably working, so I should do that every day this week. And then, I also don't like to read instructions. There's always a person.
I don't think anybody does.
But who does? She reads all the instructions. I don't.
Oh,
I just go right in.
I know, she has a heavy hand.
I do.
Though, so she also has a heavy hand.
I
and
do.
Then there is always a risk with these acids and these lasers. For her to just burn her face. It has happened time and time again.
True.
And now a break from one of today's awesome show partners, Macy's. So I was just on Macy's.com and I just saw one of my favorite makeup artists doing a live shopping segment on the site. He had created this dazzling, very Euphoria-esque mermaid look on a model. What can I say? I'm feeling inspired. And guess what? Sale alert. Right now, from October 24th to October 31st, beauty products are 15% off at Macy's. That's right. All the beauty products you need to get prepped for the holidays are 15% off at Macy's Friends and Family Sale happening right now. That's not all. I don't know how many of you are early shopping for holiday gifts this year. I know I've started making my list. Okay, for me, in case anybody out there is listening, Jill, you out there? Kevin, not so subtle, I know. I'd love some super lightweight and cute sunglasses for running. Also, one of those handheld massage devices for the Achilles heel I hurt back in the summer. Walking on cobblestones and flip-flops, don't ever do that. PSA. What else? Fluffy new neutral towels, slouchy socks like the cool ones. Oh, and a new kettle, but make it fancy. So if there is a Santa listening out there, heads up. You can get 30% off regular sale and clearance items, plus 15% off beauty items, like I mentioned. That's 30% off pretty much everything from the latest trends in clothing, shoes, and handbags to home decor. Check out Macy's.com to shop today. That's Macy's.com. And now back to today's episode. So we have to ask, because we know that you're always adding to cart and removing from cart. So what is the best beauty product that you've ever added to cart?
Oh.
Wow.
Take a minute.
Yeah. That's okay. So for me, the products, I'm always on the search for the products with a really great price point that are super effective. Mm-hmm. And I, when the Naturium skincare line launched, that was like the first time I felt like, oh, there's something here that's a little bit different than what I've been searching for. And to be fair, I suppose if I just spent the money and got the, you know, vitamin C cream that everybody loves, then that would have probably saved me way more than trying out a million. But that's just what I like to do. I like to try things out. I like to see if there's like a version of that holy grail expensive thing that's different. So I think for me, that kind of changed, that skincare line changed a lot of things for me. I think it was the first time that I was trying to understand like what, for my skin, like what a routine could look like. So when to use an acid, when to use a retinol, and when to use a vitamin C. And I think the standout in that line is the retinol cream, the nighttime retinol cream. Mm-hmm. That I use at night. It's not that she has a gel that I don't love as much, but it's the complex cream that I really love, which is kind of softer and blah, blah, blah. And so that with the right exfoliant, like I saw a huge difference in the texture.
I thought you were going to say the exfoliant, the blue exfoliant.
Yeah, so that she has, I don't know if it's AHA, BHA, but it comes in a blue bottle and it's a liquid and you put it on your skin. And that was like the first time that I had used a chemical exfoliant where it didn't burn my face off, but it gave me a clean slate. Like I had never experienced something where I was like, oh, this is step zero. You know what I mean? Yeah. This is where I start. And then I figure out what ingredients and what serums are really working. Because I think before that, you're just putting it on top of dead skin cells, and you're not quite sure if these serums are working the way they should be working. And so that was like my first experience of like that combo. So it was that chemical exfoliant plus the retinol. And I was like, oh, this is a game changer for me. And then ever since then, I've now understood enough about like how those steps work. You've got skin cycling now, which I think also kind of helped me understand things a little bit differently, especially for someone who is as heavy-handed as I can be, to do it in the right way and in the way that you're taking care of your skin. And there's another great skincare line that launched that I talk about all the time, Good Light, during this time. And
I love Good Light.
Again, great price point, but that one, they really... And I think people had been talking about this a lot. It's a lot in K-beauty about barrier, you know, skin barrier, about moisture, about not stripping your skin. And so it kind of, to me, those two brands change the way that I look at skincare. I look at price point for skincare, and I look at like how ingredients work and how informed you should be in terms of buying products. So
Let's just talk about that milky toner for a second from Good Light. It is so good. It just feels like so hydrating and softening. I love it so much.
And it's such an unusual consistency. Yeah, go ahead, Kula.
Yeah.
Well, I was going to say that, like, to Sue's point, like, you know, I love luxury. So I have tried a lot of the Barbara Sturm and it was fine. I tried a lot of stuff, you know, various products. I prefer the Good Light
absolutely.
And it's a different price point.
Totally.
And I really was like, oh, what's the, I mean, that was the hot thing. And, you know, and I was like, oh, maybe, but I either saw no difference or just kind of a flat line for me in terms of results.
Carlene, have you tried the Good Light order of the Eclipse Hyaluronic Cream, this thing.
No, I haven't.
This is the newest product.
Oh,
and
okay.
It will blow
your mind.
Is
it so good?
It's so good. And I've been talking about it. It's the consistency of marshmallow fluff. For me, a night cream, mm-hmm. I have dry skin. And so I want something that is going to be heavy. But so many night creams are so heavy that they end up pilling, which drives me nuts, you know? And so you kind of feel sticky or tacky, the texture of this, the way it goes down. Again, everybody's skin is a little bit different. So that, I think I would highly recommend it. I'm dying to see if you guys love it as much as I've loved it.
I'm sure I will. I love their other products, even the cleanser. So good.
So good.
I'm definitely going to call that in.
All I was going to say was, because Coolop reminded me of, like, I have tried, I forget what the brand is, but there was like a face oil that was going around for a while. It was probably $180.
Vintner's Daughter. Yeah.
Something. And it was the holy grail of the holy grail.
Mm-hmm. Is it this one?
Yes. No, it's not that one.
No, not that one.
That one is a whole.
That's a whole other.
I heard about that one. So, and I looked up the price and I was like, oh, not for me. But I remember buying it and thinking, like, because I do like a face oil, but I've never really found one that I love, love, love. But Coolop then introduced me to this. And I'm curious if you guys have tried it. This skincare oil, Blunt, from Blunt Skincare.
No, don't know it.
And they have three different products. And better. It absorbs better. The consistency of the oil is better. Like, to me, a skincare, like an oil, there's so many out there. It doesn't absorb. It's just messy. There's so many things that you have to get perfectly right. And the consistency and the how it absorbs into your skin is paramount. Otherwise, like, you're just going to feel like, you know, you've got olive oil on your face. But this line by Blunt Skincare, fantastic.
Okay.
Yeah.
Who else can we shout out?
I haven't. Have you tried the brand Youthphoria?
Youthphoria.
Oh, yeah. Youthphoria. Yes.
We're not affiliated with them in any way, but they sent us this, and I've bought this so many times over. The hero product of that line is this blush oil. And it sounds kind of gimmicky, which is why I was sort of like, oh, this is for the millennial kid, the Euphoria kid. Like, that's just not for me.
Right.
But this blush oil is fantastic.
It changes color with your pH, right?
It does. And it just gives you a beautiful pinky, peachy tint. You brush it on. It is kind of weird.
We're getting a demo here, guys.
Yes, we're getting a demo.
Demo.
And it is an oil. So you're like, oh, this is going to slide off my face.
Cute.
But it dries down to like a cream texture. And it does stay on pretty well for, you know, what it needs to do. And so
it looks good on everybody.
I gift it. Yeah. Everyone who has tried it loves it. And if I have only one makeup product in my bag, it's that.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Okay. It's in the cart.
That's very, very much a Carlene product for sure.
Absolutely. Adding to cart.
And then, okay, I need to ask you this question, because now that you're both doing the podcast, I'm sure you get sent a lot of products for free to test and try. So what was one item recently that you were like so excited it showed up at your doorstep, thought it was going to change your life, but then you were like immediately no, like straight to the bin?
So many.
Okay.
So many.
I actually need you guys to tell me that this doesn't work. This is the issue with me. Like,
she'll believe it, especially if it's in a pretty box. She will. She'll buy it just for the packaging alone. I don't understand it, but she will.
I think I need the three of you to tell me to stop using this.
What is it?
It's the SBLA neck, chin, and jawline.
I sent you mine.
Sculpting Wand XL. I need you guys to tell me to stop. Do it. I can't tell you, there's been 100 times where I go, this just itches. I don't know if it's working.
And then
I go, but that's it's working.
Working. Right.
That's
pain for
it
gain.
Working.
She, I face at me and I was like, this is a scam. And so she was like, well, send me yours. And so I sent her mine. And
You guys tell me it doesn't work, so I'll stop.
I haven't tried that. Is that what you say the brand was again? Is it the Pimple
Popper? SBLA. No, this is the metabolic melting collagen tightening. And it's a roller ball. And it's on Instagram. Now, here's the trouble with me is that am I doing this? Am I also doing the Strivectant neck thing that Mahandra Delfino has told me about? So something has changed.
Okay.
But you don't know what it is.
But I don't know. This is my problem. Right. What did the change?
Okay, so it's a combo. You got to eat the whole meal together, maybe. Okay.
It says melt fat, build collagen, and generate new skin cells. Clinically proven to resculpt the entire chin, jawline, and neck area. Okay.
Wow.
So, you know, as soon as I see any cosmetic product that says melt fat or melt skin or anything like that, I'm immediately out. Like, I'm just like, no.
I have a rule that if it has more than three adjectives, it's also not going to work.
Okay. Yeah. So I should stop. You guys.
Well, I don't know how your testing are. You know, do you have a measuring tape out? Are you, you know, seeing centimeters, millimeters disappearing off your Cameo
Carlene,
silhouette?
You know the answer to that question. You know full well the answer to that question.
Yeah, that's
my issue. I have the
same
area that I want to target, and I'm just holding out for the cosmetic surgeon. That's what I'm doing. I haven't been putting anything on it. So I guess if you want the real talk, I don't put anything there because I don't believe that anything is going to like tighten it. I'm just going to go eventually and be like, give me a little snip, tuck it behind my ear, and we're good to go.
Okay. Everything's better tucked behind the ear. Carlene.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
I agree.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
What about you, Suchin?
Yeah, we got sent these eyeliner stickers. Did you guys get sent those?
Oh, no, I didn't get eyeliner stickers.
Possibly from the Euphoria makeup brand, but I'm not entirely sure. I didn't try it. Okay.
This is more for, I think, the show Euphoria set, and it's for Coachella. It's for
Ariana Grande
literally
concerts.
Stickers.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Like generally bright, like magenta,
not
or
a cat
neon
eye. It's like something
sort
else.
Of,
okay.
Yeah. Yes, got more it. Like that. And we tried it on our eyes and it looked so janky.
They were so uncomfortable. Like, that's the other thing. I was willing to give it a shot because this is a question I want to ask you guys. Carlene, you and I talked about this on our podcast. I have, you know, salmon full, you know, oily eyelids, you know, these and no liquid eyeliner. I don't care if it has the word tattoo. I don't care if it has the word 24 hour. Mm-hmm. It just isn't going to cut it. And I'm here to ask, please. So when I got those stickers, I thought, well, could this be sort of a version of a solution for me? And they were so uncomfortable to wear. So I was actually, you know, curious to see if it would. But that goes to the question of, like, do you guys have, like, the best eyeliner? Yeah.
The poppy. I love the poppy.
I love the poppy, but it's not going to give me 24 hours. It's not going to give me a
Why
complete...
Why do you need 24 hours, Sue? Then get a tattoo.
No.
If that's what you want.
The reason why... Well, that's true. You know, listen, I've thought about it. But the 24 hour, I say that sort of is a... Because my lids are so oily that if it doesn't promise like a semi-permanent tattoo version of the eyeliner, it will be off within the hour. Now, Poppy, which is a brand that both Koo and I is maybe the closest. Like, I've come very close. Mm. But I'm looking for perfection. Like, do you have a liquid eyeliner in a pen form that is perfection?
I do, but I also have some bad news. It's expensive AF.
That's okay. That's money I will spend.
Okay. So have you heard of the brand Suqqu? Suqqu.
Okay. Tell me.
This is in every single makeup artist bag. I was just talking to somebody at TIFF about this because they were comparing makeup bags and they were like, where did you get your Suku or however you say it? I'm sorry. I know I'm saying it incorrectly, but it's a Japanese makeup brand.
Okay.
They sell it at Harrods in the UK. I'm sure you can buy it online in North America, but they have a color ink liquid liner. And like all of their liquid liners and all of their liners are apparently amazing. I have not personally tested it, but I have heard on very good authority from many makeup artists that this is the one they trust and believe in for the red carpet, does not move on, you know, it stands up to the wear test on like many different eye shapes and eyelid textures and everything.
Oh my gosh. I've been saving this question for this episode and I have had to stop myself from DMing you guys personally to ask this question and I will be adding to cart.
But we
as
haven't personally tried it.
No, okay. And then I'm going to tell you yeah. whether, because it's MAC used to, and I don't know if they still have it. They had this like liquid eyeliner that mm-hmm. it wasn't a felt tip. So it was really hard to apply and it took forever to dry. But that never moved. And so I'm always kind of trying to get back to that, but with an application that is doable for the rest of us, you know, like,
right.
I haven't ever been able to find it. So I'm excited to try this. You had me at Japanese makeup brand. So mm-hmm.
it's apparently the name, it takes its name from the Japanese word meaning posture with attitude, a luxury Japanese beauty brand.
It's color ink liquid eyeliner.
Yeah.
Okay. Yes. Wait. And they have it in brown. You guys,
what's the price point? What's the price?
Let's see. What is
like
the price?
$40? Oh, like $40. Okay. So, and I've also looked into this because I'm very curious about this brand. I want to try their mascara because a lot of makeup artists rave about that too. And I've gone into a lot of subreddits talking about, you know, favorite like K-beauty products or products that work really well for humid climates because that is when you really want your eyeliner to stick. Yeah. And a lot of them recommend this brand.
Oh, I'm so
This is amazing.
And then there was another makeup artist that recommended it. Oh, I know who it was. It was hairstylist Tracy Cunningham. I was like, oh my God, your lashes look amazing. I was like, what is that? And she had literally gotten off a red eye flight. I went to interview her directly in Toronto at a hotel room. And she's like, oh, thank you for saying that. She's like, I'm exhausted, but this is the only mascara I'll use. And I only buy it in London. And it was this brand.
Done.
Hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Okay. So,
God, you guys, all discovering here.
You guys. Oh, this has been a quest I've been on for years. So you have no idea. I'm so excited. Well, I'll report.
We'll keep
back.
Us posted. Report back.
Yes, please.
And let you know. Because if this works for me, it will work for anyone.
Ciao Bella, I want to tell you about a viral blush hit in partnership with Espresso. So here's a beauty editor secret that you learned very early in your career. A lot of the best quality makeup is made in Italy. And I was excited to test out the indie Italian-made makeup brand called Espresso. It's actually one of these products and brands I've been seeing all over TikTok. And their most viral product is called Glassy Blush by the Glass. So I got it here in my hot little hand. It actually comes in a glass pot. And when you look at it, it actually looks like a clear jelly. But the magic happens when you dot it on your cheeks and it actually transforms into a dewy, soft pink tint when it comes in contact with the skin. And that's because the clear blush, it actually adjusts to your skin's pH level. So your shade is completely customized for your complexion and it works on a variety of skin tones. The quality is top notch and all of Espresso's products are cruelty free and they boast clean formulas that are crafted in Italian labs that comply with EU regulations. So I like that a lot of their products are multi-purpose by design. One of their most recent launches, it's called Dewy Latte. It's actually 4-in-1. So it's a primer, it's a moisturizer and glow booster plus highlighter all in one. And all of the Espresso products are infused with caffeine. So more specifically, they have Arabica seed oil, which not only nourishes your lips, but it makes them smell like coffee. So you really get that full espresso experience. So we've got an offer code just for our Breaking Beauty fam. Right now, you can head to their website and get 15% off your purchase using our discount code BEAUTY. So head to espresso.com. That's spelled ESPRESSOH.com, espresso.com, and stock up on all of your Italian beauty essentials today. And remember, there's no X in espresso. So espresso.com, will link to this offer in our show notes and on our website. Ciao for now. Back to the show.
Today's episode is brought to you in part by shedthesilence.com. So I don't know if you've hit the part in today's episode yet when we start talking about something that some people might consider embarrassing. It involves road trips, ringing a bell. And honestly, I just love it when we can talk about things that might otherwise be considered taboo. Here at Breaking Beauty, I'm naturally a bit of an oversharer. And I think part of the reason for that is because I know that if it's happening to me, it's surely happening to one of you as well. And talking about these things helps us feel closer together. It helps talk away that ick. It's like, hey, everything's going to be okay. One thing that we've been talking a lot more about in recent months is hair thinning. Did you know that over half of women will experience hair thinning in their lifetime? Many people, especially women, don't know that statistic and suffer in silence, thinking that they're completely alone. Nutrafol is here to help normalize female hair struggles through a very special campaign happening right now called Shed the Silence. It's all about normalizing female hair thinning and creating a space for us to connect, talk, and destigmatize female hair issues together. So allow me to go first. After I gave birth, I distinctly remember going into the salon, looking in the mirror, and being really embarrassed because I had this thorny crown all around my hairline of just broken off hair. It looked like I had taken scissors to my scalp. And I had no idea that this is actually very common in postpartum women due to hormones. And literally, there wasn't an article in a magazine to be found on the topic at the time. So if you've ever dealt with hair thinning, let's talk about it. Sharing your hair story could help not only you, but also it might help support somebody else. I invite you to join the conversation at shedthesilence.com. That's shedthesilence.com. And if there's anything else taboo you'd like us to explore on this podcast, drop us a DM. We always want to hear from you.
So this brings me, I'd like for you to share with Carlene and Jill our dream trip. Our dream to the South Korea trip.
Oh, yeah. Our dream South. I have this dream that we will band a group of like-minded folks together and head on over to Seoul, Korea for a two-week just complete beauty skincare overhaul, just shy of surgery, but everything else I want to do. You know, I want that glass skin.
Yeah.
I want that black pink, you know, the facial. I want all of that. And so that's like been on my, there's only one thing on my manifestation vision board, and it is a plane ticket to Korea.
To Seoul.
And
I love
to,
that. We should make this happen.
Jill, I'm going to put one on our vision board, which is that I think we should, well, I can't speak for you. I would like to go to a resort in the middle of a desert and get plastic surgery. And it's a luxury resort. And we're both wearing like the full padded face where you can only see our eyes. It's like Patsy and Adina. And we're like, you know, there's like a cigarette dangling out of our mouth. But no, not that
wellness.
Part. But it's like a perfect 2 weeks where nobody sees us and we're just sipping on these little cocktails and like doing massages and stuff. And then you take off the mask and look like ourselves 10 years ago, but even like Demi Moore. That's what I want, you know?
I love that. I love that for us all. I got to be honest.
I'm more on board with this South Korean trip. And then Koo, you and I can go to like the set of where they filmed 39 and go to the SkinCeuticals counter and drop it, all of the serums all over our face.
Just bathe in it.
And
drive in
Mercedes Benz, like we talked about on your show yesterday, our love for SkinCeuticals. So anyways, I'm on board. I'm putting all of these things on my vision board, guys.
Okay, report back from the desert.
Oh, no, Carlene, I want to go with you to the desert.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm going with you, too. Yay. No, I want to go, too. I want to do all of these things.
Okay, we're doing it all. We're doing it all. It's all going on the vision board. I'm going to cut out your little faces and put them in the desert beside me.
I need to ask one final question, Carlene. And that is, we know that holiday shopping is around the corner. Holiday shopping has started. It started after Labor Day. Like, these brands are in my inbox. Like, it's like I've never seen before. So what's the best beauty gift you've ever received? And what's one that's on your wish list this year?
I have. Oh, my gosh. Matt McConkey. Sue, will you remind me that the lipstick that he got me?
Oh, what was that? Hold on.
French.
Lipstick monogrammed case.
Oh, is it from
La Bouche Rouge?
La Bouche Rouge. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I love when friends take big swings. And I think it's so intimate to choose like a lip shade for a friend. And my good friend Matt McConkey, as a gift for his gal pals who threw his bachelor party, it gave us all monogrammed La Bouche Rouge lipsticks.
So chic. Yeah. So
the color looks amazing on me, but also, like, Sue will always make fun of me, the heaviness of the case, the weight of it, the leather, the gold monogram, all of it together was just, like, such a lovely gift. And this is also a friend who, like, has gotten me perfume. And I've received perfume, which I think is also, again, big swing. Yeah. You could really miss. But
what is
I've
this
gotten
friend trying to tell you, Koo?
That he adores her. That he worships the ground she walks on.
Yeah, it's so weird. And then he gave
me toothpaste. That's what I was thinking.
And
it's true.
Yeah, like that was one of like something
that's
that like
a great
stand
gift.
Out.
Yeah.
Amazing.
I don't receive gifts like that. But so this is sort of a cheat because it was a gift to us, my husband, you know, so it wasn't necessarily just for me because it was such a high price point. But he bought us a at-home infrared sauna.
Yes.
I've been hearing so much about these.
Oh, the best.
Don't know what to, you know, I mean, if you have melasma, I think you have to be careful. So there's, you know, read up on it. But he kind of did a lot of research. It was during the time when we were on lockdown and we were at home. And, you know, Kulop and I talk about this a lot. If you're Asian and you don't have heat and you're not in a sauna, you're not being scrubbed down by a Korean ajumma, you know, all the spas were shut down. And so this kind of is like for me going back to the womb in a lot of ways. And so he did a lot of research and he bought this one from Sauna Space. And there's a million of these kinds of products out there. So you sort of have to do it. And so he wanted something that was clean and effective and da 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 da. And I have to tell you, I'm sure there are many health benefits to sitting in this thing, but what it does to my skin when I come out, there isn't a serum, there isn't a facial, there isn't an exercise treatment that I have done to make my skin look like what it does when I come out of that thing.
Wow.
Well, she's also going in there with a gua sha, you guys. Also,
gua sha.
Good idea.
Face mask.
She's not relaxing.
No, she's working, going in with my podcast so I can hear all about my beauty news. And face masks, sheet masks, and then the gua sha. And so I'm working in there. But what, I mean, it's so addictive, like seeing what my skin looks like.
Yeah.
To me, it's worth the money, but like it's hard to say at a price point of
$3,900. We're going to need that affiliate link. Okay. We're going to need that affiliate link.
But that was the most extravagant. That is not usually like us to do that, but we did.
No, but I think you're exactly right. It's like you're going to actually use it. It's not some junky thing that you're not going to use. It's not some gift certificate that goes in a drawer and you go like once a year, you'll forget about going to the spa together or whatever. It's like you're actually enjoying it. So I think that's a beautiful gift.
Yeah. When my brother comes and visits from New York, he's like, that's the first thing he does. He has In-N-Out and then he goes in the sauna. I don't know if that's the order of events, but he's in there the entire time. Like he builds his schedule around surf and the sauna. You know, when I have friends stay over, they're like, where's the sauna? So you know, we use it a lot. And so I think it's worth it for us. If you use something and you spend the money, then to me, it's worth it.
Yeah.
So
yeah, for sure.
Totally.
For sure.
Totally.
I'd like to make a rec of a couple's thing to do together. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. A spa experience. Are any of you familiar with Tomoko Spa in Beverly Hills?
Mm-mm. No.
No.
Tomoko Japanese spa in Beverly Hills. I'm going to put a link in the chat right here for you. Now, you go in and it is like you're in a Ryukan, an expensive Ryukan. You go in and it is just, it's luxury. I don't know how best to put it. It's luxury. You're first, it's the feet. First, there's a foot bath, a luxurious foot bath. Then you're together in a tub. And then you're getting the most amazing massage you've ever gotten. And then it ends with you eating sushi.
Oh my gosh. This looks amazing. You know, we're going to be in Beverly Hills.
Yes.
Yeah. Jill, could we be the couple?
Yeah. I really believe that you will love it. Like, I'd love it if you two would do this. Please do this. Treat yourself to this experience. It ain't cheap. It ain't cheap.
Right. Business expense.
That's right. That's right. You will. Oh my gosh.
Research.
You will be so happy.
Tax write off. Okay.
As long as we don't have to have the bath together, I'm so down for this. Super bonding as wrecked by Add to Cart podcast co-hosts.
Wear your bodysuits, Carlene. The bodysuits you love so much.
That's fine. I'll just wear a bodysuit. Or one of the swimsuits that you recommended yesterday. I'll need one of the another business expense, Jill. Sorry. On the business credit card.
Okay. Yeah, I love it. I'm bookmarking this spa because I've never heard of it and it looks so legit. I'm loving this.
It's beyond.
Okay.
To have mochi at the end of a experience and you're wearing it's not a kimono, it's the summer kimono. I can't pull it right now, but it's a light kimono that you're wearing.
Okay.
And you're being served tea.
Empress. I mean, she's an empress.
Yeah.
I love this. I love this. If we go, we will put it on.
We will document.
We will document and we will tag you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Wish you were here. We need to literally do like a travel. Okay. This is Jill. You know how you were talking about this? I think we need to collab and do one of those travel things and listeners can join us.
Yes.
We're going to start it in Beverly Hills at this spa and then we're going to hit the desert. It's going to be a very long one. Very long trip
amazing
that you do with us. It involves 2 weeks in Korea, 2 weeks in the desert and one afternoon.
But is it long? Is it long when you think of a lifetime of what that is? Like it's a blip.
That's true.
It's about
a work trip. You know, when you got to go on a work trip, you got to go on a work trip.
Jill, I love what you said. It's our version of the Amazing Race.
Yeah,
which is
exactly.
Super slowed down. Super slowed down.
Exactly.
I need to sit now.
Yeah. Yeah. Way too much time at airport bars. There's
so much mochi.
Little truth or dare surgery edition.
Yes.
You know?
I'm in.
Oh, I'm so in. Okay, well, thank you so much to Sue and Koo. We really enjoyed having you on our show, and thank you for hosting us on your show yesterday. Yep. It's just, I'm feeling very inspired and lighter after talking to both of you. Yay. So thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thanks for listening. You can find details on every product mentioned in today's episode, along with our exclusive promo codes on our blog at breakingbeautypodcast.com.
While you're there, be sure to sign up for our newsletter. Every episode will be delivered directly to your inbox, so you won't miss a single thing.
And get social with us. Let us know what you think of the episode. You can follow us on Instagram at Breaking Beauty Podcast.
And did you know we also have a private Facebook group? Just search Breaking Beauty Podcast chat room.
You can even leave us a voicemail at any time with questions or feedback at 1-844-227-0302.
And don't forget to subscribe to us wherever you get your podcast fix. Spotify, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, and Apple Podcasts, where you can show us some love by writing a review.
See you next Wednesday.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.